You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 426. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, my friend, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. I'm your host, business consultant, podcaster, and speaker. And today I want to talk about one of the most underrated yet wildly effective business strategies I've used over the past 15 years. And no, it's not a marketing hack. It's not a new funnel, and it's not hiring another team member. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit on why I do this almost every quarter and have been doing it for the last 15 years, how it impacts my business, and why I believe every woman in business, especially those juggling a million things, needs this kind of an intentional strategy to scale their business more than ever before. So what is the most underrated business strategy to scale your business? Wait for it. Before I uncover it, I do want you to promise me one thing. I need you to hear me out with this entire podcast episode when I share with you what I'm about to share, because most of you will not understand the why the strategy is so important on so many levels. The strategy I'm talking about: checking into a hotel alone. Yes, that's correct. No kids, no clients, no notifications buzzing, your husband or partner wanting to have sex with you, just you. Space, silence, and intention. This isn't a luxury, it's a strategy. So let me set the scene. You're checking into a hotel alone. No obligations, no expectations, just you. For some, that might sound indulgent. For me, it's one of the most productive, restorative things I do for my business and my health. Sometimes I work, sometimes I sleep, sometimes I journal or do absolutely nothing except stare at the ceiling and listen to my breath. And every time, it gives me exactly what I need in that season that I'm in. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause, and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. Clarity, realignment, space to make powerful decisions without the noise. You see, this isn't self-care. It's a CEO level strategy to scale. Now, speaking of scaling, let's talk about business. Running a business isn't just about executing tasks. It's about making decisions, holding vision, navigating leadership, and staying aligned with your values. But here's the thing. You cannot lead effectively from a place of depletion. You can't scale with a foggy mind. You can't grow if you're constantly reacting instead of reflecting. You can't hold space for others if you never hold it for yourself. This is where the solo hotel stay comes in. I've been doing this, like I said, for nearly every quarter for the last 15 years. And every single time it gives me one of three things, and sometimes all of them. Energy to keep going, clarity to pivot, or peace that I didn't even realize I was missing. This past weekend, I checked into the Sheraton Grand Hotel at the Gold Coast, not just for luxury, but because I was about to step into a six-month leadership program that weekend, and I wanted to start it clear, present, and rested. This past weekend also included dinner with some pretty epic humans, including my good friend, Lauren Tickner. And honestly, moments like these only happen because I was intentional about creating the space for it to happen. What I also know after being in business for 15 years is that rested leaders lead better. If there's one key takeaway from today, I want you to remind yourself that rested leaders lead better. You don't need to be exhausted to be effective. You don't need to earn your rest by burning out first. And you definitely don't need to apologize for stepping away. I get it. Stepping away can feel hard when you're in a season of growth or survival or kids and a partner. And you've got, do you know what I mean, soccer duties and basketball duties and all of that. But the truth is, space creates clarity. Stillness creates insight. And unplugging from the noise reconnects you to what actually matters. So this, my friend, is your permission slip. If you've been feeling stretched, stuck, stagnant, or like you're on autopilot, here's what I want you to do. Book the hotel, order the room service, binge on Netflix, go for a walk, sit on silence. Let the world wait for just a little while. You don't need to explain it to anyone. You don't need a reason other than your well-being, and you certainly don't need to feel guilty for it, because this isn't indulgence, it's leadership. It's business strategy, and it works every damn time. And for those of you that are like, that sounds great. You've got money to pay for this end. Da, 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 da. When I first started, I didn't have 2 cents to rub together, but I would save a little bit of money and I would stay at just hotels where I could get like a discount code, or I would go on a weekend that wasn't a busy weekend to get a cheaper rate, but I made sure that I could do it. So no, I didn't stay at the Sheraton Grand Mirage every single time. No. I was staying at motels when I first started, but it still did exactly the same thing. It gave me the clarity that I needed. It allowed me to reset. It allowed me to become a better parent, a better partner, a better business owner, because I was able to rest. So as I said, book the hotel, order the room service, binge on Netflix, let the world wait for just a little while. That's it for today's episode. If this resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with a fellow businesswoman who needs this reminder. And hey, if you end up booking that hotel stay, which I hope you do, DM me over on Instagram. Tell me what you're doing with your time. Resting is revolutionary, and I'm here for it. And speaking of, if you're thinking of booking a hotel, you might as well book a hotel at the Gold Coast from October 30th to November 1st and join me at my 3-day Women in Business Conference. We're already over 50% sold on our tickets, but I would love to have you there. Not to mention you're going to rest, reset, but also connect with other epic humans who understand what it's like to run a business. You can head to angelahenderson.com.au to secure your ticket today. Again, that is angelahenderson.com.au. Until next time, keep leading with love. And don't forget, your best business strategy might just start with rest. Much love, Ange. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.